FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. We're inside hour number three of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
We're going to be here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. We're on, by the way, six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 Eastern. And also, we have a Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern time. We're actually live on the Saturday show.
It's uncommon in the talk show world.
Uncommon, but we enjoy the hell out of it. So we're going to be here tomorrow night from 8 to 10.
Every one of those six nights a week is brought to you by the Free State Project.
Yes.
It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or log on at freestateproject.org.
We love the Free State Project. So there you go.
That's why we joined.
And hey, you can also log on at freetalklive.com. There's all sorts of fun stuff to do there as well.
Yes. Yes, there is. There's the Shrine of Female Listeners, for example. If you want to check out some good-looking girls. If you want to check out some not-so-good-looking girls, there's a couple of those there, too. But that's a matter of opinion.
That's true.
It's not a beauty contest. It's just to show that there are female listeners, which is a rarity in talk radio.
They're all beautiful on the inside because they love Free Talk Live.
That's true. That's true. I unfortunately hate the show, and therefore I'm a sad, bitter, ugly, ugly man. And there are also some unattractive pictures of all of us in adulthood and childhood. There's also a bulletin board system, a place where you can go and post messages.
And you had something to say about that.
And talk to people who don't have a clue about what the hell's going on in the world. It's amazing.
It really is.
It's amazing the types of things going on. There are a lot of people. First of all, I would like to say that I have a good deal of respect for a lot of the people who post on the message
board. There are some very intelligent, well-spoken, well-thought individuals on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. But like anything in life, freedom is a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not going to try and deny these people's freedom to post what they want to post, because that would be denying myself the freedom to tell them they're stupid.
This is true.
So, I just, I don't know, there are some people on there, and people who listen to this show, and people who post on the message board, a lot of them seem to think that they can criticize the show, criticize the people on the message board, and not suffer any sort of return fire. And there are some people on there who have posted messages just making outlandish claims. Now, there are some people who don't agree with the, don't believe that the moon landing was real. I know Ian is one of them.
Actually, I'm in the middle.
Okay, you're undecided?
I can't make a decision.
Okay.
Because I distrust everything the government says, but at the same time, all of the people who are claiming that it was a hoax, all of their evidence has been debunked pretty darn well, as far as I'm concerned. So it's just a matter of being in between the two.
Okay, well, there have been some discussions recently about the moon landing on the BBS.
Yes, there has.
And there's someone who has posted a link to information debunking the moon landing, saying, the moon landing was a hoax, here's some information. And that just started a discussion.
Yes.
The response that he got was a very nice, calm response, saying, oh, well, I don't agree with you, and here's why.
That point A, point B, point C.
Yep, very well thought out, very well spoken. That man, who initially posted about the moon landing, lost his mind and just started cursing and screaming. And
well,
oh, it was amazing. I know, it's amazing that some people, and you seem to find them more on the internet than you do when you're dealing with people in your daily life. Someone who can't, who can disagree with everyone else, but the moment you disagree with him, you get just sworn at and called worthless.
Called ignorant, called, you know, F you right. Effing ignorant, idiot, so that sort of thing.
Exactly. Someone made a counterpoint to one of his statements, a very nice, calm, polite counterpoint, and his response, F you. That was
actually,
it.
They made a counterpoint and asked a simple question.
Oh, that's right. They asked him a question.
And even though he asked a question and was answered, his question was answered by that same person, he refuses to answer that person's questions.
Right, exactly. I actually got into a little bit of an altercation with this man myself.
Did. Yes, he threw some insults at you as well.
Yes, he did.
So you're using your power on the radio waves here to posit your position, huh?
The man has called the show before. He could call again. He's free.
He has called a few times.
He's actually free to defend himself. He knows who he is. He was the one calling Bill Gates a Jew for some reason.
and, even though he goes to an Episcopal church.
Right, exactly. He got angry at Bill Gates. He's like, "Ah, Bill Gates is a Jew." And I said, and I just had to let him know that Bill Gates goes to an Episcopal church. Just to,
this is the show, but you can log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive in the bulletin board system. There are literally thousands of posts. Some of them well-educated, some of them not so. And that's just what you deal with when
and,
you got
and people
freedom.
Have, and to the other side, I've made, you know, the folks made the post here that said basically, you know, Manwich thinks that zoning's okay, and then he puts in a huge long post as
oh,
to why
laid,
he
laid into you.
Yeah, he did.
And that's a very well-educated post. But this show is about your phone calls, and when your calls come in, we go right to them. So let's do it. John in Utah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I've talked to you guys before. I heard you talking about city government, and I had to call in.
Yes, John.
Thanks, John.
I go
now,
down.
This is the John that agrees with us on almost everything except immigration.
Yeah, it's me.
Okay. I just want to let you know I remembered you, John.
Anyway, yeah.
And you're allowed to have your opinion.
You betcha we all are. I get a ring at the front door, and I go down, and here's two police officers, and they've got a ticket for me.
Oh, boy.
And they found out that somehow they found out I had a little Brittany Spaniel out back in my kennel.
Okay.
Hmm. And I hadn't licensed him.
You have to license a Brittany Spaniel?
Little dog.
You're not going to drive it, are you?
Well, I guess you have to license every dog, right?
Well, I'm learning. So anyway, they $50 fine, $30-some-odd to get it licensed. If you don't do it, we're going to come take your dog. So I go down and I start delving into it. And well, how come so much for the licensing? Well, your dog's not neutered.
Okay.
It's more money for a license if your dog's not neutered. I go, really? He says, yeah, it's $15 more. So I come to find out that now your dog's testicles are getting taxed. And I was pretty upset about it, so I get on the Internet and start poking around in different sites for towns. It's a common thing.
Yep, I believe it.
Common thing. And we're gonna,
just another way for them to make some money.
It's unbelievable. I never, you know, I couldn't get over the idea that they could actually make me pay because I wanted my dog to have his testicles.
So what do you think the reason is that they would want all the animals licensed in the town?
Well, once again, it's people that don't take care of business. They get loose.
Right.
You know, I take better care of this dog than most people, you know, take care of their kids.
Okay.
He's in his own little home and everything. But still, once again, back to the freedom issue.
I think
have none.
It could be because if it's ever used in a violent crime, they could trace it back through the serial number. I mean, isn't that why they do it with guns? There's no reason to have to license every dog. None.
Absolutely not.
It's unbelievable. Like I said, $85, and I'm thinking, shouldn't that $85 go to take care of the dog?
It's nothing more than a money-making scheme, but I bet if you ask the bureaucrats, the reason they would say, well, somebody's got to pay for the animal control specialists who come out and capture your dog when it escapes.
Exactly. And the thing that gets you is these people come at you with enthusiasm you can't imagine.
Yeah.
They just love this job. I could just see them coming to the door wanting my guns. You know, I could just see it.
Really?
They just love this power. Even if it's down to the level of taking your puppy, they just love it.
They love exercising that power over you because they can.
Because they can. And you know, back to your thing with the people.
You think they were picked on in high school?
What's that?
Do you think those people were picked on in high school?
They could have little man's disease, there's no doubt. They could have that, but and then back to the lady up there. I'm getting ready to do an apartment out here, and I've dealt with these cities before. They rule with an iron fist. I'll have to put a fence around this thing I'm doing so nobody can see what I'm doing.
You know, it is an absolute nightmare. I know some people from New Jersey. They're a couple of contractors, and I'll have to tell the story when we come back. But hang on, John. 1-800-259-9231. And we got now all of a sudden the call's coming out. We got Brandon in Indiana holding on, so we're going to get to your calls as well. Anything goes on this show, personal, political, whatever it is that's on your mind, that's why we call it Free Talk Live. Dial in and take control at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231.
We Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich. Log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us there. The show is about you and your calls, whatever it is that's on your mind. Political, personal, anything goes. We're going to get right back to the phones and back to the fun. John in Utah, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you're there.
Hey, you know, another thing I'd like to hear you guys talk about, I just love the spirit of your show. I'd like to hear you talk about how we're ever going to get rid of this Federal Reserve System.
You know, that issue comes up more often than I would expect to come up on this show. I think maybe it's because we have a lot of internet listeners and they're kind of keyed into that particular issue. I think the only way we're ever going to get rid of the Federal Reserve is if we elect libertarians to office, John.
Yeah, you're probably right, and if they don't get shot.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, until we get rid of those, the Federal Reserve, I don't know if we're ever going to have any real freedom, are we?
There's another option out there, and I hesitate to promote it because I'm not fully behind it. And Manwich will probably promote it. What is it, Manwich?
I have the Liberty $10 silver piece in my pocket, and it is, in fact, $10, or it's about $8 worth of silver in a $10 piece, and you can go and check it out at norfed.org.
There's
N-O-R-F-E-D.org.
They manufacture money. It's a private currency, basically, that is actually backed up by silver, and in some cases, gold.
Well, in this case, it is silver.
Yeah. There's also bills. There's paper.
The bills are probably harder to use because they're different colors and that sort of thing. I mean, it would be...
Okay, good point.
Well, it'd be good that somebody's trying.
Yeah, they're trying
but
to.
This is a $10 silver piece, and I'll tell you, you can pass this off to a store clerk pretty easy.
It's got some faults, though. Of course, I mean, obviously, it's only worth $6 to $8 or whatever the current price of silver is, and so you're kind of passing off $6 to $8 of silver as $10. But then again, the point is to make it worth something, whereas our current money is worth nothing. I mean, that's the point. The money that the government gives us is worth nothing, zero. There's nothing backing it. Now, back in the old days, there used to be silver certificates where it actually said that redeemable payable to the bearer on demand, $1 worth of silver. You could go to the government, the Federal Reserve, hand them your notes, and they supposedly would give you your silver. Now, even if you still have silver certificates today from the beginning of the 20th century, you can damn well bet that they're not going to give you any silver for those things.
Yeah, that's one way. I'll tell you another one I heard, too, is when you go out to eat or something, leave your tip in silver.
That's an interesting idea.
That way you can leave it in the proper value of what you paid for the silver. Just anything to get silver, get away from that paper, is a step ahead. So
I think, you know, the more I think about it, the more I want to get involved in the Liberty Dollar thing, because I just think it's a good concept. It's a good thing to support. But I seriously just suggest anyone do some research. And this is a big issue. It needs to be researched, and it's much bigger than we can describe on the air.
That's right. And does anybody understand the amount of freedom was lost when they signed that? Oh, I don't think most people do. It was
no, I mean, but imagine, I mean...
I don't think I do.
The American dollar bill has lost more than 96% of its value over the past century or so. I mean, it's just been plummeting, which is why prices are so expensive. And that's why we're paying $2 for a loaf of bread instead of 20 cents these days.
What do you think the biggest freedom that we lost in the changeover is?
In 1913, you got your income tax along with your phony money. We got hit left and right by old Wilson when he let that go. Well, you know, it was like three senators that put it through right before Christmas. I don't know if you've read the history of that.
No.
They sneaked that right through in 1930. That's when the Federal Reserve was
created. Always how they do it. They always just slip it under their carpet.
It right under there. And it's like the man said, I care not who makes the laws if I have control of your money.
Well, anyway, you had originally called in because of all the insane regulations.
Right.
As you were making the point that the government... wanted to charge you $50 because they found out somehow that you
had a dog
that was not licensed. And my question that I didn't get to ask you was, how'd they find that out?
Well, I think what happened, I must have got ratted out.
Who? Who was it? Do you know?
It could have been a neighbor. Who knows? Like you were saying, I don't know.
How would they know? How would your neighbor know that?
I don't know. Maybe they saw me walking. Maybe
standing. Yeah, but then they would have to call and say, I think my neighbor doesn't have a license for this dog.
Well, now that you mention it, the guy that's in charge of the dog stuff, he knows me. So he might have saw me with the dog and go, hey, everybody has a license his dog.
I can't stand officious bureaucrats. I can't stand busybodies, nosy neighbors. They're the worst kind of individual.
Well, yeah, like you say, it gets you so mad. You just have to control yourself.
You absolutely do have to just stay away from them. That's why I don't want to know any of my neighbors in the neighborhood I live in. I don't want to get to know any of them. Just leave me alone.
I hear you on that one.
Thanks for the call, John. Any words?
You bet. Well, I appreciate you guys. I know you got another call. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, John. 800-259-9231. You take control. Let's go to Brandon in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Brandon, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was just listening to the previous caller, and, you know, I just today purchased some of that money from NorFed, and I guess I'll see how that goes over with Walmart or whatnot.
Did you get the bills or did you get the coins?
I got the bills.
I saw the bills, and I looked at the coin, and the coin is passable. I mean, you could go into a 7-Eleven or something like that, and you could say, here you go, you know, give them the $10 coin.
It's got weight to it. It actually feels,
you know,
like,
be like
something.
I've never seen this coin, because there's lots of coins that people haven't seen. I mean, who's seen the quarter for Arkansas? Or the, there's often the, what do you, the half dollars are pretty uncommon to the folks that would, you know, be working at convenience stores, or possibly an Eisenhower solid dollar. They call them a silver dollar, but there's no silver in them. So, and this could just as easily be some kind of, you know, there's the Sacagawea gold, gold-colored thing.
Well, I've heard that the Liberty money actually passes pretty easy. Not, of course, as easy as the Federal Reserve notes, but a lot of people take them. And my one concern with NorFed is the fact that it's still a privately ran organization. I mean, it's still just as bad as the Fed. Only thing is, they're honest people running it.
Well, they're offering silver as opposed to the Fed, which isn't.
Yeah, well, yes, that's true.
The confusing things is, at some point, the dollar, for instance, has a $10 silver base. You get one-tenth of that chunk of silver, basically, by holding this. But if the value of silver raises to the point of being $10, then they kind of pull a little trick, and they raise, what do? They issue a new, oh gosh, I wish I had it in front of me. I wish I'd done some research before the show. But they basically make it so it's worth 1/20th of that $10 base. So you get like $2 for your existing $1. And
yeah,
it's kind of confusing. It's kind of
that
tricky.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's
stupid.
Yeah, it's bizarre. And then on the back, if you read the fine print, it says that, if you have the paper dollar, it means that there's silver in a warehouse somewhere with your name on it, because you possess this dollar.
Right.
You know, you've got this dollar has a certain number on it, which corresponds with the amount of silver that's on hold for you, and they have to pay that warehouse to hold the silver. So you actually, it says here, this certifies that the silver has been insured against fire and theft. Storage and insurance fees have been prepaid for 5 years from the date of the issuance of this particular dollar.
Yeah.
Thereafter, storage and insurance fees are 1% per year of the value of silver prorated at the time of surrender. Additional fees limited to shipping and handling may be incurred upon surrender of this warehouse receipt. So it means that after 5 years, if you try to turn this in for the silver, you're actually getting less than what it actually states. So there's definitely some issues, I think, with NorFed. But nonetheless, the Federal Reserve notes are worth nothing. Now, I know you had a different topic, so hang on, Brandon. 1-800-259-9231. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals, because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're a beautiful tropical fish darting around aquarium coral. Then, you're sluggish, no energy. This fish story is no bait and switch. It's really about cars. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com. no pep in your car's performance? No need to fish for an explanation. It may be your fuel filter. Like aquarium filters, fuel filters trap debris. Their job is to snag gasoline contaminants before they reach your engine. But if filters clog, flows are restricted. And then, like fish who can't get enough oxygenated water, your engine can't get enough precious gas. Result? Poor performance and decreased gas mileage. So don't let the big ones, dollars that is, get away. Change fuel filters with every tune-up. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231. Welcome to Free Talk Live. This is your show. You take control. Unlike every other show in the talk radio industry where the show is about the host, you know, the XYZ show, this is Free Talk Live. And there's three hosts tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Although sometimes there's two hosts, like tomorrow night on our Saturday night show. It's just going to be you and myself, Manwich.
Just you and I.
So Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we have three hosts on this show.
Just you and me. Actually.
Tuesdays, Thursdays. You're correct about that. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, we have two hosts. We're doing a little bit of experimenting. And if you have a preference, we have a poll on our website at freetalklive.com. You can vote. Do you like the two-person show? Do you like the three-person show, or do you prefer the alternating method?
Vote for two. He's trying to fire me. He's trying to get me off the show.
I don't have to try to fire you, Manwich. All I have to do is tell you to leave, and then you're gone. 1-800, that's the nice thing about being in control. 800-259-9231 at private organizations. You get to set your own rules, like the NorFed people, which unfortunately we can't get into because it's too darn confusing. But it is a fascinating, fascinating piece of currency, and it's worth looking into, I think. Anyway, let's get back to the phones and back to the fun. This is the show about your calls. When they come in, we go to them. Brandon in Indiana, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, just one more thing on that. Alan Greenspan, he's the sold his soul and became chairman of the Fed. He wrote an article called Golden Economic Freedom.
Yes, you're right about that. A long time ago.
Yeah.
Before he became a hot dog.
Before he became chairman, when he was friends with Ayn Rand. And he wrote that, and I just encourage everybody to read that.
Talk about a fallen angel, huh, Brandon?
Yeah, no doubt.
Have you heard of this article, Manwich?
I have not.
Alan Greenspan.
That's a genius article. I love the writing.
He basically supports gold-backed currency in the article, right?
No, not only does he support it, he calls anybody who doesn't support it a statist.
Uh-huh.
And he basically calls them a collectivist commie.
Now, what is he now?
And he's either he is out for his life because if he tried to keep it with gold, he'd be assassinated, or he just has completely lost all his principles.
He's completely either that or he's completely lost his principles.
Yeah.
It's amazing that a man who obviously got it so many years ago is acting the way he does today.
Yeah, I just can't grasp that. I mean, it's a beautiful paper that he wrote, and then look what he's doing now. It's just ridiculous.
So what else is on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I just wanted to say, I posted a bullet.
Yeah, my principles are for sale.
If you can remember what they are from one show to the next.
I mean, you know, he could have been offered a whole bunch of money.
Manwich is being bought tonight by the Communist Party.
I'll buy you for this $10 Liberty coin.
Britney Spears could buy me.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I posted a post on the bulletin board system about government education. Tell your stories. I think we should get everybody to tell some interesting stories about any events they've had in their government education system.
I just got in a lot of trouble when I was in high school. It wasn't necessarily anything political, though.
Nothing like that. Nothing like I got into the other day.
No. I know you're referring to when your history teacher didn't realize that the Nazi Party stood for the National Socialists.
Yeah. I was trying to get get people to tell their stories about that and just get a complete archive compiled about how all these ridiculous things happening like you guys spoke of today. And,
you
of
know,
course, you went to school back when it wasn't as bad.
Back when.
Now, I graduated in 98 for reference purposes.
Yeah, I graduated in 97, way back when.
How do you guys feel now?
But you're right. It really, honestly, though, I mean, seriously, Scott, it wasn't as bad back then. I mean, it's been almost, 10 years.
That's true. I actually have younger brothers who started high school 2 years after I graduated. And I went back to the high school to bring them something one day. I think it was
Where's your visitor pass?
I think it was a lunch break. I had to have a visitor pass. There were cameras in the hallways.
Wow.
There were armed guards at the school walking around with guns on their heads.
And this is a little school in BF, Illinois, right? I mean, this is nowhere.
No, this was here.
Oh, okay.
I graduated from school here. I moved here when I was 13.
For some reason, I thought you went back home.
No, my brothers moved back up to Illinois about 5 years
ago. Right now, what they're doing to us is they're, did you guys use the little lunch cards when you put your money on a lunch card and scan it through the biometric?
We had a little four-digit punch system.
What we used to do. Oh, that's what I did at my private school. We had just a hole punch, and you have like a 5-day card.
Right.
And at the end of it, they just hole punch it and stuff. It's a lot easier than money.
I always wondered what the point of buying a piece of paper for, five times the value of lunch was when you could just buy lunch five times.
Yeah.
They didn't want the cafeteria workers handling any cash.
Yeah, you're right. And I think what they're doing now is they're just trying to get the people ready for a cashless society. It's the first way they're doing it. And some schools have already switched to thumb scans.
Thumb scans?
Yeah, thumb scans.
For lunches?
Yeah, for lunches.
Wow.
You just thumb scan and then... I mean, and just imagine how easy it'll be, Ian, when we can just put a microchip in our wrist.
Next thing you know, every day when you go to pay for lunch, it's a DNA sample and a criminal background check.
I mean, yeah.
They just make sure, sorry, you're barred from the lunchroom. You can't come in.
It almost sounds silly, but it's actually a little bit scary, isn't it, Brandon?
It is. It is. And, there's, if you ever listen to Alex Jones, I don't want to... I'm not trying to advertise him on here, but
Alex Jones makes plenty of money, but I mean, we don't have a problem with the guy. We don't.
Okay. Yeah, but the things he's been talking about the microchips and the biometric scanning, that's what really gets me is this transition to the fact that we're moving towards a society that's more cashless. And
well, Brandon, you could believe we're in World War III.
Pat Robertson would say that we're actually moving closer to the day of the apocalypse and the coming of the Antichrist.
Now, all that I don't know about, but I can say that the evidence is definitely there. We've got the national ID card coming down the pipe. I mean, that's definitely happening. And the surveillance society is certainly about us. The snitch society is, we gave two examples tonight of people getting ratted on by their fellow neighbors to the government.
Yeah, and Ian, I was thinking about this earlier today. I was actually thinking about you, yeah.
That's a little disturbing, but okay.
Now I see why you took those shirtless pictures off the website.
Thank God.
Now, I was thinking if the government did come out with a microchip and demanded that everybody insert it into their right hand or forehead, or wrist or forehead, I know you'd be opposed to it.
Sure.
And I'd be opposed to it for two reasons. You probably for one. Yours would be for the fact that it's complete violation of rights. Mine would be for the fact that it's the mark of the beast and it's a complete violation. Yeah. Right?
Do you know that?
That's what I was thinking.
Revelations was written by a guy named John. It wasn't written by Saint John, like the guy that hung out with Jesus. I mean, they found that out a little later. It took the Dead Sea Scrolls and all that stuff.
Well,
but...
I'm not so sure about the. I'm not really familiar on the background of stuff, but I have heard. That the trilateral commission of the
Bilderbergers. Whatever.
all right, I'll stop with that.
I mean, dude. I mean, as far as the whole forcing everyone to do that thing, do you realize what sort of a job that would be? There'd be no way for them to actually finish that. If they were going to somehow mandate that people do this, they'd have to have a certain point at which it would start, and then maybe all babies born from that point on in certain government, government-approved hospitals would have it done. But there'd be no way that they could put out a call and just have everybody report to their nearest health office and have one of these things implanted. There's just no way. It's logistically impossible.
Hitler did it, and it can be done again, and I was just wondering what your reaction would be. You think you might rethink your theistic views if that's
I don't think God would factor in at all. Brandon, thanks for the call,
all
man.
Right.
Let's we're going to go to yours next if you make them. This is Free Talk Live.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Free Talk Live again here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Personal, political, whatever it is that's on your mind, log on to freetalklive.com and get interactive on the bulletin board system. We got thousands of posts, hundreds of users. We got the archives, the last 6 days worth of the show there, live streaming, the Shrine of Female Listeners, updates, our ugly mugs, and much, much more all there on the house at freetalklive.com. Right before we went to break, I didn't have a chance to really answer his question. Brandon's question was basically, if the whole biometric ID chip thing comes down, would that somehow change my mind on God? I don't even understand how that could possibly have any sort of God factor involved in it.
Well, I mean, it's a relative prediction in the Bible. Not one of the books that I particularly subscribe to.
Okay.
In the Bible. I don't, you know, I think that that was erroneously put in
See,
there.
See, now I believe the Bible is a book of fiction, and I don't believe any of it.
Well, New Testament.
It's got about as much legitimacy as a Dean Koontz novel, in my opinion.
Well.
And Gene Koontz is a better writer.
That's not a very popular opinion.
Just with not as much bad toupees.
Even Dean Koontz's worst books are better, more entertaining reads than the Bible.
No, because I can sit down and read the Bible from cover to cover.
No, you can't.
I've done it
really?
Several times.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. That is just, you
even like in Genesis when Ahab beget Methuselah beget I mean, it just keeps going.
That only
going,
goes on for about a page and a half. I can sit through a page and a half of anything, really.
Okay.
And then it tells how this one lived to be 912 years old, and this one lived to be 1,004 years old.
No, it would have to be 900 and something, because that was Methuselah. I know that
he right.
was the highest at 900 and something.
You know, and if that was the case, even if it was prophesied in the Bible that everyone's going to have some sort of biometric identification.
Well, they said the mark of the beast would be on your hand, on your right hand or on your forehead.
Again, that's six. The interpretation of some people as to what that is. And maybe it's... Oh, there's a little psychological concept called, I just forgot what it is, where you basically you say something is going to happen, and then because you said it's going to happen, it happens. Damn it, somebody help me out here.
Sorry.
Didn't you guys take general psychology in
I did, but I don't
school?
Remember it.
No,
now,
I did
pre...
not.
What if they put this biometrics in somebody's elbow? Here's what I want to know. Would the Christian fundamentalist folks out there, if they put the biometrics thing in your elbow,
mm-hmm.
would it then be prophecy coming true?
Is that where it's supposed to be? Is
no.
that where the mark is supposed
no,
to
be? No, that would be a place that it wouldn't supposed to be.
It was supposed to be in either your right hand or your forehead, so
really?
What if someone just puts it straight in the middle between the two? What does that mean?
Yeah.
I have no idea. What do you think it means?
It means you're going to purgatory when you die.
Self-fulfilling prophecy, that's what I'm looking
self-fulfilling
for. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Boy,
so
if I knew it was something that easy, I'd have had it for you.
Well, because here's the idea. Because it was prophesized back in the day, and so many people believe in said prophecy, is it any surprise that somebody is trying to get it to happen? Right? Is it any surprise that this prophecy is coming true?
And it may not even be where someone is doing it subconsciously like they would with the standard self-fulfilling prophecy. It might be someone read that and like, that's a great idea.
Yeah, maybe I'll do it.
Microchips in the hand. Demolition
is a good idea.
To me, it doesn't make anything legit that the Bible says. Now, again, I'm that way, but man, you're a believer to some extent, right?
To some extent, yeah. I mean, I would...
So we're not all atheists.
Everybody believes to some extent or another.
We're not all atheist thugs on this show.
No.
Right.
I'm kind of interested in that Noah story. Seems like it's pushing a little far to me.
The Noah's? Oh, the Ark thing.
Yeah.
Two of
yeah.
every animal in the world on a boat,
right.
30
no,
cubits.
It's not even just two, dude. It's like seven of the ones that creep and crawl and all that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a fact. It's just like two of the mammals and then it's seven of the
and
others.
And the 40 days and 40 nights
you
of
see,
straight rainfall.
See, there's the other fallacy. Is it rained for 40 days and 40 nights? They were on that boat for a year.
Wait, it wasn't 40 days
no,
and 40...
No, it 40? Rained for 40 days and 40 nights. They
oh,
floated
okay.
on that boat for a year until
right.
finally the dove goes out and gets a...
Well, the idea
branch.
That it could rain for that long straight anyway and actually flood the whole world or
it's,
whatever.
Well, that's God.
Yeah.
You know, just like recently when God punched the ocean and killed
oh, yeah.
150,000 people.
Oh, did you hear the conspiracy theory on that one?
I did hear that one. And I kind of believe it. It's 1 year to the day after that earthquake in Iraq, I think, that
huh?
just... Last year, 1 year to the day, December 26th, last year, there was a huge earthquake. Killed a ton of people.
Is this something that you figured out, or is this another conspiracy theory?
That's in that article.
Oh, okay.
I was reading the article, and
see,
I'm like,
God, I can't even read the articles. It's just not even worth my time.
Oh, so I'm like, conspiracy theories about a tsunami?
Yeah.
What? So I had to read it and just be like, all right, let's see how outlandish and stupid this
you
is.
You got to hand it to the conspiracy theorists. They are a creative lot.
Yes.
So what's going on, Scott?
What's going on?
We want to hear from you, by the way.
Snipers.
9-9-2-3-1. Snipers.
Nobody heard that.
Snipers
Duck.
Are going
One, get down!
1-800-259-9231, because I talked over you when
That's
you were getting
okay.
out
I talked over you.
Right, exactly.
No,
I
was
trying to
it
say,
was me. I talked over you.
No, I talked over...
Snipers!
Snipers! Jonesboro, Georgia. On his first day on the job, the new sheriff called 27 employees into his office, stripped them of their badges, fired them, and had rooftop snipers stand guard as they were escorted out the door.
Wow.
Yep. The move on Monday by Clayton County Sheriff Victor Hill provoked an angry reaction.
I'm not shocked at the snipers. I'm shocked that they fired some bureaucrats.
I'm surprised. Well, they won't be able to keep them fired. They'll get reviews.
That's
and
why
blah,
they
blah.
Put the snipers up, to keep them back, keep them from trying to file an appeal or whatever.
Well, here we go. The move Monday by Clayton County Sheriff Victor Hill provoked an angry reaction and prompted a judge to order him to rehire the employee.
Oh, man.
Yep, I'm with the
Figures.
Sheriff on this one. Okay.
Yep. Hang
but,
on. We'll
yeah,
get the details I'll... here. 1-800-259-9231. Man, that is just so sickening. Those bureaucrats can never get fired. It never happens. A cop can molest some children, and he'll be put on suspension with pay. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control in the final moments and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This can be your show if you want to take control. Anything goes. Politics, personal, we're here until 10 o'clock, so just a few moments left, but just enough time to slip your phone call in. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And man, which don't forget, we're on 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time in the evening, or in the afternoon. If you're on the West Coast, it would be 4 to 7 o'clock your time. Also, we have our Saturday night show, which is live from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Again, West Coast people, you get it 5 to 7. I mean, we literally are a worldwide show. People are listening all over the place, and anybody can get interactive. You can also send us an email online at freetalklive.com, the email address ftl@freetalklive.com, and the website freetalklive.com. There's all sorts of stuff to do. So when the show's over, the conversation actually continues online at the bulletin board system. A perfect example of that is how we post each one of our articles that we talk about every night. We post the links to them on the freetalklive.com BBS. So you can peruse them for yourself and make comments if you'd like. And if the comments are really good, we might read those on the air, too.
It's not like it's never happened before.
So we're talking about the situation in
Jonesboro, Georgia.
Jonesboro, Georgia, where the sheriff canned on his first day, sheriff's first day on the job. He cans 27 employees. Tells them, your ass is going to get shot if you try to come back in here.
Yes.
Because he knows that bureaucrats just can't get fired. You cannot fire a bureaucrat with even the smallest amount of tenure.
And actually what he said is, he's got snipers on the roof. He says, okay, you guys are done. You're out of here. You're no longer authorized to drive county vehicles, so we'll take you home in these corrections vans.
Sweet.
I want to re-elect this man. Who is he?
His name is Victor Hill. He's the sheriff in Jonesboro.
That doesn't mean he's done anything good. I mean, he could.
Yeah, that's true. He could still be a corrupt scumbag. Yeah, you're right.
That was his first day on the job.
Those could have been the good cops.
Yeah, okay.
He defended the firings and said that the new sheriff has the right to shake up the department in whatever way he feels necessary. And he told the local paper that he fired the employees to maintain the integrity of the department.
Hmm.
Here's his quote. A lot of people are under the impression that the sheriff's office is under civil service laws, but my research shows that the employees actually work at the pleasure of the sheriff. So,
ooh.
Not for the pleasure of the sheriff, at the pleasure of the sheriff. Because a judge ordered him to rehire these employees.
Son of a bitch.
The judge says, it appears that the employees were fired without cause and in violation of the county civil service rules. But the sheriff said, nope, sorry, I did my research. They don't fall under civil service rules.
So he's
going
to fight it.
So he's going to fight it.
That's good.
That's good.
In the meantime, these bastards are collecting a paycheck.
Yes. Yeah, continuing to collect a paycheck, and he's got to let them back in.
Give him my address. I'd like to collect a paycheck, too.
Well, you should just become a bureaucrat, because then you've got a lifelong job, and not a damn soul can take it away from you.
I would love one of those where they drive around in the white trucks, you know, just do whatever.
Code enforcement?
Something. Just something. You know.
That tends to be code enforcement, at least in the Tampa Bay area. Although you're right, there are unmarked white trucks with the city colored license plates or whatever, mm-hmm. or the county colored license plates, and
just the white pickups with the silver toolboxes in back.
Right.
Just go hang out.
What are those people doing? I remember we used to know somebody that used to work at Clear Channel with us, Scott the Burnout.
Scott the Burnout.
Yeah. He used to work for the government.
They hired him.
Now, and you know what he did? He was supposed to inspect citrus trees. All he did was drive around in his truck all day and smoke weed.
Pot.
Got paid for it.
Sure.
Because all he had to do was show that he went somewhere. That was the only proof that he needed, that he was doing his job. Anyway, this has been Free Talk Live. It's been Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
We'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time for the Saturday show. Log on at freetalklive.com and we'll see you then.
If you're tired...